Good evening and welcome to the Victory Lane podcast. I have with me this evening Alex Rourke, the president of VSCDA. Alex, good evening and welcome. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for taking the time to catch up with us.
Well, I understand you guys have some of the most exciting news in vintage racing.
We have the event coming up, not this weekend, but the following, at Blackhawk Farms. It'll be our first racing event weekend of the year, and we're very excited about it. It was unfortunate, but we did have to cancel what we call our spring break event, which is where we also have a driver's school, but that was right in the heart of the coronavirus shutdowns. So we're very excited to be able to do this. Our core membership is on board, and we've tried to do everything possible to streamline processes like registration so that we don't have large clumps of people, so that we're really protecting our membership, and at the same time providing for the usual fun of Blackhawk, which is a lot of racing time. And I've got to give a lot of credit to the event chairs, Ron Sorve and Jeff Perasik, and also for sure, Stacy Donato, who's our office manager.
Yes, Stacy is generally the person I deal with, especially when getting credentials for people and so on like that. But I know that you guys run as a true Corinthian club. It's all volunteers there. So kudos to them, certainly. It must have been a lot of work to put this together.
There was a lot of work, but what I think is great is the camaraderie, similar to the race event, the camaraderie and enthusiasm across the board. And we have a lot of folks who've taken on responsibility for different areas, including, let's say, like with Scott Reeve, with the work that he's done. He heads tech, but the amount of time he's put into also thinking about how do we streamline that. Folks who have to go to tech will find that it's very quick and as simple as possible, while also protecting people. But across the board, all parties have done what they can, again, to make it as safe as possible, comply with all regs, but also set up what should be a great racing weekend.
Well, I would certainly say, from my knowledge of how people think about these things, that if you've both sped up and simplified tech, that a lot of racers will think some good has come out of this.
Yes, I think they will. And our folks really do respect Scott, because his goal is to protect everybody, but also allow for as much fun as possible. So we try to be to look out for the well-being of our membership, but to not be bureaucratic at all.
Yeah, that sounds like a great description of the spirit of vintage racing there. How many cars are you expecting at the event?
I would assume around 100. We're in the mid-90s at the moment, and there's usually a final, top of roughly 10 that turn up with the last, that week before it starts. So we're, given all the circumstances, we're very pleased with the turnout, and it's got a really good cross-section of different types of cars. So that's all looking good.
I know a lot of people haven't been accepting on-the-spot registrations as part of their COVID protocol. Are you guys requiring prior registrations?
We are. And we've been very clear on the website about what has to be done in advance for registration. But at the same time, if somebody needs help getting this done, it would be best to contact Stacy directly. She's as user-friendly as is humanly possible, and we will do everything we can to help people. But there are things that just to comply with all that we have to, we do need the registration in advance.
But at this point, you're still taking registrations, and I assume that you don't have to be with VSCDA. Anybody from a VMC member club, their license would allow them to register for this event?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about what makes Blackhawk special in a regular year, and then maybe a little bit about what's going to be different this year.
I think that the fun of Blackhawk is that it is really the classic example of a track that is grassroots racing. It's a fun track. It's challenging, but it's also got a certain grittiness to it, which is part of the fun of this, and it's in its own history. So that gives it, again, special flavor. It has, of course, long straightaways, things along that lines, a chicane, but it's on a scale that makes it the perfect track. If you've got, an MG or something along that line, it just fits that exactly the right way. We do have group six type cars also, but who folks come there and there's a constituency for them, but it's a perfect, you know, for your classic sports car.
So for people who don't know, VSCDA Group 6 is...
That would tend to be, you know, things like Mustangs, Corvettes, things along that line.
Right, high horsepower, fast, yep. Cars that like straightaways.
Right, and with a lot more, generally speaking, a lot more weight to them also.
I got it, okay. How long is Blackhawk?
Roughly 2 miles.
If I've been to this event before, what's going to be different when I get there this time?
The major difference will be that you won't pull up at registration before crossing over into the track. We're not going to use the registration facility. We're going to have a lot of things done in advance. You'll go past registration, go across the track, pull over to the side, and we will have folks working with Stacy that will, in effect, be coming to you. This will greatly lessen lots of hands and, you know, and having suddenly 50 people in a very small space, which we don't want to do. So this has all been thought through in advance. We've explained it to people. It will make it smoother, let people get to their paddocking faster also, but it does just require doing a little more work in advance. It's not a ton of work in advance, but it is that little bit that will allow us to, again, is you know, avoid choke points and things along that line.
Well, again, I would say that, you know, obviously, it's driven by need, but, you know, if revisiting the registration protocol makes it faster, more streamlined, or easier for your team to execute, that's a benefit for everybody at the event and hopefully carries forward into future events.
Absolutely. The one and only drawback is, as you know, vintage racers are social folks.
Yes.
And I have to admit that the celebration of the weekend often would begin as folks bumped into their good friends at registration. And it also includes a lot of the volunteers that enjoy working registration too and just saying hello to people and, you know, catching up, you know, getting family stories and things along that line. That unfortunately we won't be able to do in these circumstances. But the use of over and over again finding a way to streamline other things is something we'll certainly be applying. At the Formula Ford 50th, you know, from last summer, there we created things like Express Tech. That is stuff that we've learned the technology for and to make things happen much quicker. I know other clubs have been looking at how we did it. That doesn't really impinge on the fun of people socializing. So that's an example of technology that we've come up with that saved people time, but didn't get in the way of, you know, the fun of hanging out with your friends. Regrettably, we still do have the coronavirus out there, so we're not going to be able to have 100 people clumped together in a small space having a couple of drinks to celebrate a great racing weekend.
No, but from the people I've talked to post-event, people have found alternate ways to do a social component. You just have to follow protocol.
Right. And I think the other part was this being vintage racing. You know, statistically, our membership could be right in the demographic.
The target demographic.
Absolutely. So yeah. There is thoughtfulness there from folks. You know, and racers are definitely independent thinkers, but they also can be very thoughtful when it comes to something like this. And we've had really wonderful discussions with our membership about how to lessen the odds of anything bad happening to somebody who might be in an age group that could really, really be susceptible. Again, who knows what will happen overall, but this is taking, you know, the knowledge and information that we have and trying to tailor this to allow for the fun of a vintage racing weekend, but also really thinking about protecting our membership.
Yeah, you made the point about the Formula Ford event last year. Obviously, you guys have some practice at organization at scale. Basically a group within an event that was bigger than most club races.
From the scale size, this is certainly manageable, and Ron and Jeff, you know, have this one down cold. It is a different version with having to deal with this particular year, but we've come up with some very good things, and Stacy has given a lot of thought to how to, along with others, how to make it as efficient as possible. But again, as I've been saying, to do what we can to protect our membership at the same time.
So people can still sign up. That's the message that we're getting out here. You still have space. It's going to be a very fun and very safe event. You've really thought through how to make this possible within the constraints of the time and space. And if people want to sign up, is this motorsportsreg@vscda.org? Call Stacy Donato. What's the best way to do that?
If you go to vscda.org at this moment, you can just go do the registration. And if you have dilemmas whatsoever or questions, especially if you're not one of our traditional members, I would say an email to Stacy would be the right way to do it. And there are links to VSCDA right there on the website.
Well, I should also mention that in addition to this special episode of the podcast, that we've got a plan for maybe a secret event during the event. So pay attention to this space, and we should have some more for you coming. And Alex, thank you so much for jumping on a call with me tonight and giving us all the good news.
Thank you very much. And also, as far as with that little teaser that you were leaving there.
Yes.
We greatly appreciate what Victory Lane's support for vintage racing, enthusiasm, and also a sense of humor when it's appropriate with all of us. But I think from our conversations the last couple of weeks, we do have something that'll be fun, especially for those that haven't been able to get to a track yet this year. I think we've got some things that will be a lot of fun that we can do together with a podcast from the event.
All right.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Alex. Thanks a lot. Good evening.
Take care and good night.